Gym owners love to waste money, but if you want to make it in this game, you've got to be smart about your expenses. And I'm going to show you the five ways that most gym owners waste money and how you can avoid it. So the first way I've seen most gym owners waste money, and I am the biggest culprit of this, and I still have to resist fighting this urge to buy cheap flooring. So when I first started my gym, I've told the story before, but I didn't have enough money to buy a super fancy build out and fancy floors and nice equipment. So I just scraped by with whatever I could. The problem was all of the cheap equipment and all the shit that I was buying needed to be replaced in the next year or two. So I really ended up spending twice as much as I needed to if I just found a way to spend enough money in the first place to buy decent equipment. Flooring is like the biggest one that I see people try to cut corners on. And I'm telling you, if I see you go to the Tractor Supply and buy horse stall mats and use them as your gym flooring, I'm gonna come through this camera and I'm gonna slap you in the face, because I've done it four times over the last 11 years, and you will always have to replace the horse stall mats for good floors because they just look like shit. The first thing you can do to avoid wasting a bunch of money is spending a little bit more money on good gym floors. Now, the best gym floors, in my opinion, are the rollout rubber flooring. I'm not a big fan of the puzzle piece mats. I think the less seams, the better. So getting like a nice, clean, rolled out gym flooring is going to make your gym look a hell of a lot better. It's going to avoid all of the shrinking and expanding in the flooring that not only is a liability, but is also just going to make your gym look so much nicer, and you're not going to have to replace it in 2 years. Anything that you buy that you end up having to replace or you're worried about replacing in the next 2 years is probably not worth the money that you're saving in the short term. And I know this is hard to digest for a lot of people that are literally scraping pennies together to open their own gym or to, you know, take this leap in the fitness industry. If there's anything that you can do to raise the money or get a loan or find a way to get this money together, get good floors. That's the first thing that you should do. The number two way people waste money when they start to open up their own gym is trying to do the physical build out on their own. Listen, I don't care if you are really handy and you're good with tools and you can, maybe your dad was a contractor or maybe you were in the construction industry before this. It is a waste of your time to do your own build out. Now, for one reason this is a waste of time is the amount of extra time that I spent driving back and forth to Home Depot because I bought the wrong equipment or I forgot something or I needed extra materials because I'm not a contractor, or time fucking around with equipment or tool rentals that I really didn't even know how to use all that well. That's all one thing. The second element of this is the opportunity cost of the time spent playing around trying to be a contractor. Every day, if you're building out a gym that you're not spending selling gym memberships and going door to door and meeting people, is a waste of your time. And I promise you, it will always pay for itself to delegate the physical build out to a professional that can do it in less time. Typically, if you add the opportunity cost in, it will cost a hell of a lot less money at the same time. So skip the physical build out, hire a professional, and use all of that time and less stress of the manual labor to go door to door, meet people in the community, and sell more gym memberships. The third way most new gym owners waste money is making t-shirts for your business. Very much like not doing the build out, you are not a professional apparel designer. The apparel industry is hard enough to make any money, and it's sure as hell not going to make you any money by slapping your ugly logo on the front of a t-shirt. I was really big into this. I thought everyone wearing our shirts was going to sell memberships, but after 11 years of doing it, I can promise you that nobody buys gym memberships because they saw your shitty logo on a t-shirt in town. Once you have clients and once you have people in the door, they are great gifts that you can give people and things that nice things that you can do for people, but You're not going to sell any and make any money. The margins are too slim on apparel. And if this is an advertising or marketing strategy that you have, it's a complete waste of time. Nobody is buying gym memberships from your t-shirt. And if you are spending that valuable startup money on apparel, you're missing the boat on a lot of other marketing strategies that you could use that have a very clear return on investment. One thing to consider with apparel is if you do want to go the route of using apparel to market your business, is make it really nice. Make it something that people actually feel cool wearing. So something that's a basic t-shirt with your logo on it isn't going to go very far. It's at best going to be a pajama shirt or something that people wear to work out. But if you do go the route of generating apparel, try to go as high end as you can and make it something that people would want to wear outside the gym, in public, and when they're with their friends. So find the most premium lines of clothing, find what your target market is actually wearing, and make something that's sleek and subtle that people actually want to wear in their normal lives that might get asked about. So somebody might come up to them and say, hey, I've never seen that brand. Where is that from? Or I love that shirt. What is it? And then you're going to start talking about, oh, believe it or not, this is actually my gym's apparel. Apparel as a marketing strategy is generally a waste of time. They do make good client gifts, but let's worry more about getting clients faster before worrying about trying to get more t-shirts on their backs. So next, we're also going to talk about marketing, and they are print ad marketing. Now, print ads fall into a million different categories. The worst of the worst are if you are placing placemat ads at the local diner, you are throwing your money in the trash. Just like apparel, nobody is buying and signing up for your gym from a placemat at the local diner. That kind of sums up a huge amount of like print marketing. Placemat ads, Clipper magazine ads, newspaper ads. While there are some outliers that can do pretty well in some markets, there's a hell of a lot higher return on investment in other aspects of marketing, like running Facebook ads, running Google ads, optimizing your website, and just spending that time going door to door and working with people in your local area. So print ads can work. Doing direct mail campaigns can work, but it's going to cost you a hell of a lot more money. And you're also probably not a professional marketer, a professional copywriter at this point. You're just better off at putting your physical presence in front of people and trying to get them to join your gym without trying to become a copywriter and print mail expert at the same time. So print ads are another way people waste a hell of a lot of money promoting their gym. And the last one is a little bit vague, but it is what's called fake work. So I worked with a mentor one time, and very often he would call me out on doing fake work. So fake work is essentially anything that doesn't have a direct return on investment for the time allocated to it. As a gym owner and a personal trainer trying to grow a business, the most direct return on investment are things like the hardest things. They are calling leads, doing the lead follow-up. They are asking in person for referrals. They are delivering incredible experiences for your clients. All of those are the most direct return on investment activities that you can do. They're also the ones that leave you the most vulnerable, facing the most failure, and they're the physically and emotionally hardest things to do. It's easy to find ourselves doing what we call fake work, and that is doing goofy social media posts, making TikTok videos that you're counting the likes and expecting that to produce clients. All of that in the fitness industry is essentially fake work. Now, if you're building an online brand, oh, I can't speak much to that, but if you're building a brick and mortar local fitness company, there is nothing better than getting out in the community, delivering amazing sessions, and using paid digital marketing that you can see the exact cost per lead and return on investment that you're getting. Anything else, writing blog posts, making social media posts that are not paid, a lot of that falls into the fake work category, when there's a lot more higher leverage tasks that you can take part in. Starting up a gym and starting a business, especially in the fitness industry, is expensive enough. I encourage you to avoid these five money wasters and invest your money in the proven direct return on investment activities that I outlined here so that you can use every dollar and put it to work to generate more clients and more time for yourself in the fitness industry.